We are expecting some active weather across the plains today. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Over this past weekend, we saw some good shots of precipitation across our Midwestern listening area.
Over the weekend, it was pretty wet across a lot of the country. We had a big-time system move through, and it brought a streak of heavy rain and some snow across the north from Nebraska to South Dakota up through the northern Great Lakes. There was some freezing rain up in the UP of Michigan as well. Other rounds of heavy rain and thunderstorms moved through the eastern plains, through the Midwest, and Delta areas. We saw some severe weather with that too, and the west was active with another storm moving in over the weekend as well.
That's DTN meteorologist John Baranek giving us an update on this past weekend's weather, but he says that there is another system expected to move through today and Wednesday.
All this trough movement means a lot of storm systems and precipitation production. The system in the west will move through Tuesday and Wednesday, and it'll produce plenty of precipitation across the plains into the Midwest. The cold front to the system is forecast to stall out just south of the Ohio River and continue raining there for Thursday and Friday. And then the last piece of the system will move through Friday through the weekend. That one will be farther south, but it should catch the southwestern plains to some degree.
With some of these scattered showers expected across our Midwestern area, Baranek says it might be getting a little too wet to do field work. And
after a lot of these areas already saw more than an inch over the weekend, should be no surprise that flooding is a concern for a lot of these areas, and severe weather will be too. That's going to cause some delays to field work. This is better news for drought areas in the north central and potentially the southwestern plains, but next week will be very dry with that stable pattern, and if this precipitation disappoints this weekend, it won't be good news for wheat down there.
So just to recap, another system will move through today and tomorrow with much of the same scattered showers, including areas of potential heavy snow, mostly across South Dakota, and some of these showers could bring relief temporarily to drought in Nebraska and the south for our winter wheat crop. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.